Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. In response to relatively stronger net farm incomes, U.S. farm sector capital expenditures have increased dramatically in the last 3 years. That's according to research by the University of Illinois. In 2019, farm sector capital expenditures were approximately $30.1 billion. Forecasted value for 2022 is at $44.2 billion. Capital expenditures include tractors, trucks, autos, machinery, buildings, land improvements, and miscellaneous expenditures. Capital consumption represents the declining balance of capital stock or economic depreciation. The ratio of capital expenditures to capital consumption increased from 1.06 in 2019 to 1.70 in 2022. The data implies that farmers have used a portion of their strong net farm incomes in the last few years to replenish their capital stock. The changes in expenditures during the last 4 years have differed among expenditure categories. Specifically, increases were larger for tractors and machinery than for autos, trucks, buildings, and land improvements. Three recent grant awards are designed to modernize, innovate, and improve outreach of the USDA's Women, Infants, and Children's Program. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Modernization of and improved outreach from USDA's Women, Infants, and Children program.
Making sure that we're innovating, modernizing, and reaching out to people, but through five specific areas. So we're prioritizing outreach, we're modernizing technology and service delivery, we're improving the shopping experience, we're expanding access to farmers markets, and we're investing in and diversifying the WIC workforce.
Ann Herring of the Food and Nutrition Service says an investment of $391 million is being utilized in these efforts, including grants to states and one nonprofit organization.
Our two grants to states were about modernizing technology and service delivery, and that one really has to do with simplifying the application process, increasing enrollment, and retaining participants by just making a more modern WIC experience. The nonprofit grant will be testing innovative outreach on the local level and doing sub-grants to WIC state agencies, local agencies, community organizations, and other nonprofits.
South America's next soybean crop is almost all on the ground, at least in Brazil, while Argentina is having challenges. Dr. Michael Cordoner of Soybeans and Corn Advisor says Brazil's planting is almost finished.
The beans are over 90% planted. The only areas left to plant, far southern Brazil and far northern Brazil. Now, they could use the rain in some of the western and southern areas of Brazil. And the forecast is calling for rain. Temperatures are hot, so they could use some relief. If the dry areas do get some good rains, now I might raise my soybean estimate a little. If the dry areas don't get very good rains or the coverage isn't very good, then I'll probably leave it unchanged.
That's what's happening today in agriculture.